Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to Parhopper Golf Apparel, Straight Haggard Thread Company, Derm Dude, the newest sponsor for the show, Williams Tire, Nobles Networking, Gridiron Coffee, our management company, Red Circle. Thank you for all that you do, and all of our corporate sponsors. Tonight, we're going to mix a lot of drinking, a lot of bullshitting, and some good local music, some songwriters and artists that are from here. I'm real passionate about people who are artists here from Georgia, and I can't wait for you guys to hear some of these folks. Plus, I got a guy sitting next to me that... If this goes well, I'm going to produce his own show because I think it's funny as fuck. I'm going to start to my right and introduce everybody. We got Mr. B-Rad, Brad Bell follower.
What's up, y'all? You know, go ahead and follow me on Snapchat, B-Rad, B-Ballin'.
Goddamn, you didn't wait no time for that, did you?
Hey, yeah, ladies, I'm single.
Here you got to get a little closer to your microphone, pumpkin.
All right.
I'm going to teach you your first lesson. You see, when I'm talking how high mine is and then like where those little things are, or it's smaller next to it. Like right now I'm talking, it's recording.
Okay. Hello.
There you go, Pumpkin. Yes. There you go. You
B-Rad,
got it.
B-Rad,
sitting
ballin'.
Next to him is the newly married Chuck Winborn. You got to hear a couple things from him from the 1 year anniversary show. A couple real good comments that he got made. Say hello.
Hello.
We hope we don't hear a lot from him tonight, because if it does, it's probably bad. Now let's introduce the real artists in the room, the two real artists in the room. We got Mr. Cody Bradley, who's down here in his hometown from Nashville for, I guess, the holidays. Are you just hunting?
I kind of just came here to hunt, but I ain't killed nothing, so I reckon I'm going to stay for a while.
You ought to. Have a good time. Fuck it. And then it's Aaron Brown, right? I always fuck up your last name.
Do you?
I don't know why. I don't know why I fuck up your last name so much. I tell people about the night you was in here. That as soon as you opened your mouth and started singing, I was like, okay, I want to know this guy a little bit more.
Hell yeah. All right, I'm Aaron. Y'all know what's good.
Let him get a swallow of beer.
Yeah, let me get a swallow of beer. It's been a long drive for me. Hey, add me on Snapchat, AaronBrown100, Instagram, AaronBrownMusic, _, and Facebook, Aaron Brown. I got two pages, personal page and a music page. Follow that shit and get right with me, boy.
Hey, yeah. Good job. Cody, why don't you drop your shit, too?
I don't know where you want to follow me. On the Instagram's pretty cool.
On the Instagram.
Yeah, that one. It's the Cody Bradley. It's not because I'm a douche that I got that name. The guy with the name Cody Bradley, he won't give it to me. I think he's got like 800 followers. Maybe if you guys all go talk to him, he'll give up that Instagram name, and we'll just be Cody Bradley instead of the Cody Bradley, and I won't feel like an asshole when I'm on shows like this.
Do you know what you ought to do? Y'all just report him until he gets deleted.
Yeah, man, but...
Just put child pornography on there like once.
No.
Just say you saw him post child pornography.
But here, that could backfire, because if he like goes to jail or something for that, then you Google Cody Bradley, it comes up child pornography.
As long as it's your face, you're all right.
Yeah. it ain't a, hell no.
This is our Thanksgiving special of a show. I'm going to do an after Thanksgiving show and then another No Nut November show. That one went real good the other day. I think, Brad, you listened to the Dominatrix one, didn't you?
I did, but that sounds interesting.
I know. For some reason, I thought it was you I was talking to. No, it was Chris Holder I was talking to at the wedding about. Oh, his wife probably ain't supposed to know he heard listen to anything with Dominatrix in the title. What? Is it, you couldn't see nothing.
Well, if it had something to do with Doc, she would.
Oh, you took it a step too far. Well, now, God damn it. You know what? I'm going to let it go. That's how bad I hate her. I don't care. Chris, if you're listening to this, I had nothing to do with that statement. You can be mad at B-Rat.
I love you, Dan.
Don't be mad. He don't love you no more. The bitch, he just traded in his friendship card with you. He's fucking done with you. Z, this is why I still think you need your own show. This is why I want to have you on here. He's never done one of these before. And I think this guy is so fucking funny that the shit he says, I don't blush. Like, I don't get like where I'm embarrassed or I'm like, maybe he shouldn't have said that. I don't ever do that because that's like fucked up shit. This motherfucker says fucked up shit. But it's entertaining, like every time he says it.
Hey, go dogs. Let's go.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
I wish Chuck was as outgoing as talking about, as speaking as you are, because Chuck's just as funny.
Oh yeah, it's like you give him about a 12-pack and motherfucker being here crip walking, so
no, he would be doing something. Yeah. That's the show. That would be the show to produce. Is you sober, him drunk, and it just being no holds barred. They would be canceled very, very fast.
Very fast.
Because he's not gonna talk right now, but I'm telling you, if he's liquored up, it'd be over with.
I mean, we can fix it.
There you go. We'll hand you something.
We got liquor if you want it.
I'm gonna get some beer in a minute.
Yeah, that's how it starts. And I gotta work in the morning.
We'll be shotgunning back. Beer. We'll be back in an hour with drunk Chuck.
Yeah, you don't. Let me tell you what this motherfucker has done. Because y'all are probably the only two who don't know this. As y'all can tell, this isn't a bad little spot. Like, it's not the nicest thing in the world, but it's not the worst thing. There's probably nicer studios, but I've seen some shittier ones too. This motherfucker one night got talked into it, and it wasn't his idea. There's a fire extinguisher on that wall. There used to be another one. Bitch got drunk, took the fire extinguisher off the wall and started spraying it all over the studio. You can still see. It looks like I have snorted powder from each end of the studio to the next.
If you snorted it, wouldn't be there.
Well, there's still residue. There's some kind of dust that is still here. I find it all the fucking time. And then the last time he was here, besides for the other night, the TV that's behind us, he got drunk and threw a fucking beer can at the TV because he was mad at me. Still don't know about what.
Are you happy now, Chuck?
See, Chuck doesn't realize that we're doing a show right now. That's what he always does. He's like, hey, I'm going to take this serious. Well, actually, he didn't. He's not said he's going to take it serious.
He hasn't said anything, I don't think.
Well, I wanted B-Rat. I didn't really want him, but I know what's going to happen. Chuck's going to get a buzz, and when he gets a buzz, he's going to chime the fuck in. And I would rather there be a mic in front of his face. He said some really good shit on the one-year anniversary show, and it barely got picked up. It barely got picked up. But anyway, we're going to let's start with you, Aaron.
Right.
I hadn't had you on a show yet.
Yeah.
Tell them a little bit about you, where you're from, what kind of music you do, where are you playing, age. You know, let's just start off with that good shit with you.
All right. Well, I'm Aaron Brown. I'm from Baxley, Georgia. I'm 21. I've been in this music business for about 2 years now. I'm humble. A lot of stuff. I've met a lot of great people. My manager's sitting behind me right here. She's great. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I sing country music. I'm down to the core, old school style. I listen. Hardy's one of my favorite artists. Hardy's like the greatest shit.
Who the fuck doesn't like Hardy?
Oh fuck, he's one of the best artists, best musicality I've ever seen in my life. But yeah, starting out small. I have a band, full band now. We're planning on hitting the road a lot next year in 2022, and we're also in the process of making an EP called The Late Night Sessions.
That's cool. Where are you getting it done at?
Not sure. I'm still, we're still in the process of it.
I know, so, yeah. I'm just saying we ain't going to Raising Grace Sessions, but it's cool. You know, what is? What
plug
is?
It, plug it.
There we go.
No, you came in here. Me and Hannah have known each other for a little while. We got a mutual friend that I used to knock down. And
attaboy.
Big old fat ass. I very much
hell
like her.
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm telling you how I know her. I would not know Hannah if it wasn't for her friend with a very nice ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
But Hannah told me about you. She's like, you got to fucking hear this guy. Because I put on Facebook every once in a while, like, I want to meet new artists that are in the area because I think there's so many talented artists in Georgia. Me and Cody were joking earlier about when you go to Nashville, he lives up there, everyone you meet in Nashville says they're from fucking Georgia.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. There's so much talent here. And when you came in here that night and you played with Tyler Branch and that fella from Alabama for a few minutes before he left, You stood out, dude. You could tell you're young, but you're bad, dude.
Thank you. Yeah.
I compare you a lot to my buddy, he's real good friends of me if I can remember his name, David McMahon.
I know David really good.
David does more like the rock, country, grunge stuff, like the Coe Wetzel shit, but he fucking kills it. He's been on the show several times. But y'all both being your babies.
Yeah.
I mean, you both are young. You both have got it looks good for y'all.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I've known Dave for a long time, and I was telling you a while ago, I know Tyler Branch. I met him just a couple weeks ago, but I didn't know the fucker lived about 30 seconds away from me when I was growing up. And I was like, holy shit. But Tyler's just amazing. Me and Hannah was talking about it the other day. We went to had to eat somewhere, and we was talking about songwriting. Get this new song. I'm going to sing a couple new songs tonight. And we was talking about that song, that slow song you done. I was like, holy shit. It's amazing.
Yeah. Him and Colin Middleton wrote that song, Doing What I Want. And let me tell you, it is fucking disgustingly good. And he wrote me one for my birthday.
Did he?
He wrote me one for my birthday. And because what I have told a couple people is like, I'm fixing to have like a song when the show opens. Instead of it just being like me going into talking, it's like a 30-second clip of something. Then it rolls into like me introing it. And Tyler, like, we was drunk one night talking about ideas and everything for it. And in the next week, he's like, I got you something. He didn't do 30 seconds. He did a fucking 5-minute song. And by the end of it, you're like, bitch, why are you not recording something like this right fucking now? Like, it makes no goddamn sense to me.
Played at the end of the episode every time?
Yeah, it would have to. You'd fucking have to. And, man, he even raved about you that night though, like you stood out. I was surprised because I almost think that. Then this ain't no offense to anybody in this room. Like, I'm not making a joke toward y'all. I get demos every day from the worst musicians you ever heard of. And you're like, it's me singing. Like, I can't sing for shit. No. And people will send me demos, so I never know like who's good or not. I even told Cody first time I heard him. At Bahama Bob's. I didn't know till earlier. He said it was his first show. But the second he got off stage, last time I saw him at Crazy Bull, I couldn't wait to shower him with like praise him. Like, dude, you're fucking way better than I thought you were.
He did golden shower me with praises.
Keep it up.
Golden shower.
I can't wait for Chuck to tell everybody how mean you know each other in a few minutes. Oh,
shit. Yeah.
But
a little R. Kelly action here.
But yeah, I mean, it was. You were very surprising. Cody's been very surprising. And tell them a little bit about you before I suck both y'all's dick too much right here.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
Hey, look, they're going to be very popular songwriters one day and maybe performers. I'm trying to get in on that ground floor. You know.
Dude, you made it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 8 years ago, man. You remember that?
I remember.
Let's get drunk before we talk about that.
Anyway, we will.
I'm Cody Bradley. I'm from Cochran, Georgia. And I don't know. I mean, I went to the military. Most people who are from around here know that. Went to the military out of high school and came down to getting out or staying in. And I was in Germany, and they kind of told me that. What the fuck am I talking about?
Talking about you little out your element.
Yeah.
Is the microphone too low for you?
No, man.
Should I raise it up a little higher?
I'm just an idiot. You just a certified.
That clearly went over your head. You were talking about still being in the military.
Oh, like shit. My story or whatever. The thing that I should know the best in here, right?
I mean, that is your story. Can't nobody tell it but you, motherfucker.
Anyway, I don't know. Went to the military out of high school and then went and moved to. I was at Fort Bragg for a long time in North Carolina, and then I went to Germany. While I was at Fort Bragg, I was like, man, I hate this a lot. And then I went on they call it operational deployment. You just go there and kind of just hang out with the civil affairs dudes and don't really do a lot. And then they were like, oh, so it was cush. And I was like, oh, I can stay in or I can get out. And at the time, I wanted to play college baseball. I'm not that athletic, honestly, if we're being honest.
We've all thought of that at one point in time, and we got hit with the reality that we wasn't that athletic, sir.
But I'm pretty good at shooting guns, and so I was like, all right, I'll go close to Nashville. I like playing guitar. Let's see what that's about. I've always written songs. I just didn't know that I was really any good at it. And so I moved to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and went to 5th Special Forces Group, deployed with them one time. I thought I was going to go to selection to be a Green Beret, and then I got back from that deployment, and it was music or this. I met a bunch of dudes, Ethan Willis and Matt Burrill.
I know Matt Burrill.
Yeah, in the round. So I met him one of the nights I decided, like, hey, all right, I'm going to start doing this. He heard some songs that I played. He was like, dude, you're good. Like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm making a decision. He was like, get out of the military. I was like, thanks, dude.
Yeah, so. I didn't know. There's a lot of folks that you see move up there or start, like, saying, I'm a musician. Y'all both know motherfuckers like that. It says, I'm a musician or whatever, and then you go listen to them, and there's no substance.
Yeah.
It's really no talent. They just say that they're a musician. This is when I started taking you serious, is when I saw, without him knowing that me and you knew each other, is Lee Tucker sent me some Snapchats of you at a writer's retreat or something with them. And Kristen Kelly.
Out at the farm,
out at the farm. And I was like, okay, I need to not just judge this book by its cover. I need to pay attention to it. And then I heard some of it, and it was good.
It was real good.
They speak real good of you. For Lee to speak good of somebody when it comes to songwriting, that's a compliment.
I like Lee a lot, man. I met him when I first moved to town, kind of, too. We didn't hang out or anything, but, like, we would see each other out, and he's always first to run up to you. Hey, buddy, put his arm around
you. Goddamn, you couldn't have said no. That's how I know it's true. You said buddy.
Yeah.
There's a running joke between a lot of us. Is when we refer to Lee, we call him buddy. What you doing, buddy?
He's definitely a buddy. He's a good guy. He's a good man.
I'm so proud of him. I love him to death.
Fuck Kathleen's one of my favorite songs.
Fuck Kathleen is one of the weirdest songs. That bitch goes, it does not matter where we go, whether it's down here or up there. Somebody that knows him asks him to get on stage and play Fuck Kathleen.
It'll stop a crowd, that's for sure.
It's fucking stupid. It's the storytelling of it at the beginning of it where he's like, I could never say fuck you to this girl, but fuck the town. Like he always explains it.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
Yeah, he always fucking kills it.
Yeah.
But, I tell you, let's go ahead and do this. Since y'all kind of gave a little bit of explanation and who the fuck you guys are, y'all want to go ahead and start off? How many? Let's see. Y'all both got three originals that y'all can do if we space it out.
Yeah.
You got three originals you can do if you space it out.
I mean, you give me liquor, I'll just play all night, dude.
I know, but the only difference in this and an actual writer's round that like y'all are used to is these two and myself are going to talk to you about this song afterwards.
All right.
Like, it's not just, you know, when you're doing a writer's round, you talk to the crowd. This is a chance for the crowd to talk to you back.
Let's do it.
So, whichever one of y'all want to go first, let's go ahead and knock the fucking block off this guy and do it. I'm excited. By the way, we got some more people in the studio. I didn't realize they were coming so early. I would have hooked another microphone up. One of them, we're going to teach how to sing harmonies. And she's going to be at the studio a lot soon. That's a whole ass gun.
Yes.
How are you the first person that's brought, you know, he's like, fuck it, we're going to take a nine out. You brought a fucking, what did you bring in here a while ago?
That's a 308.
Oh, bitch was hefty.
Well, yeah, it's AR model.
But, like, that bitch was hefty.
But anyway.
Tell them about it.
Well, no, what? The front door's unlocked, man. You think I'm just going to be in here without a gap piece, man? I don't know who's walking around here. I ain't been to Cochran in a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because this looks like the place that they're going to see with the red lights on the front. Be like, you know what? Let's rob them motherfuckers.
You never know. And if they do, we'll
matter of fact,
ready.
Chris, why don't you lock that door now that I'm thinking about it, though, with all them police across the street? I'm pretty sure it's a law against having firearms and alcohol at the same time.
Nope, that ain't true. You just can't be... whatever.
Maybe.
I'm not a law officer of the law.
You're not a law officer of the law?
You
obviously.
Heard it here first. How do we get everything on here?
Do what?
How do we get all the noises on
here? Tilt your mic down a little bit. I'm going to raise your levels while you're doing it. It'll come out clean. This everybody else has got to shut the fuck up while he's doing it.
I don't know what to play. Shit.
Start off with a banger. Tell a little bit about it before you do it. It's
you
on my...
Like a, you want listen to the park bench song?
Yeah.
I play Jelly Roll commented on this one, so...
We'll do that one.
Met a guy on a park bench yesterday, looked a lot like my old man. Had a gray beard on his wrinkled face and calluses on his hand. Said, where are you from and what's your name? Where you been, where you wanna go? Wasn't long he was telling me everything I'd ever need to know. He said, hold on to your horses. Don't let them go too fast. And if you're betting on love, bet on love to last. And be a friend to a stranger. Answer when your mama calls. And if it ain't worth doing, don't do it at all. He had a tattoo on his shoulder of an anchor and a globe, a faded cross on the other with the words right under, saved since 94. He said, I fought two wars for freedom. I'd hate to see them take it away. But if the creek don't rise and the good Lord's willing, then we're all gonna be okay. He said, always finish what you started. Never leave a man behind. I've seen cities fall and strong men cry. Life's a game, but you gotta play it. No telling if you lose or win. And if you fall down, get back up again. 5 minutes spent with him was more than I deserved. More than books could ever teach. More than I thought I'd ever learn. Like, hold on to your horses, don't let them go too fast. And if you're betting on love, bet on love to last. Be a friend to a stranger, and answer when your mama calls. And if it ain't worth doing, don't do it at all. No, if it ain't worth doing, don't do it at all.
I hear you, son.
Oh, yeah.
I really dig that.
Thanks, dude.
That reminds... it's fucking weird. I hate that... I don't know where you got the inspiration to write it, but one of the times that I was trying to figure out, like... I was young, trying to figure out who the fuck I was in life or whatever, was me and a bunch of people from high school went out to Macon one night. And this I was like 21, 22. And... all of them wanted to go to, I can't remember what it used to be, but it was like a dance club downtown or whatever. And there's a blues bar that used to be right here on the corner. And I love blues music. I walked past it. I heard what the fuck was playing in there. And I decided instead of going with all these people I graduated with, I wanted to go in this blues bar. And I sat down with this old black man at the end of that bar all fucking night. Like, I just was oblivious to all these people. And all I heard that whole night was about, like, his life and all the stuff he had been through and everything. I don't remember him ever saying he was in the military or anything. But it was one of the coolest fucking nights of my life. And I realized so much that night. It changed me. That shit changed me for that's a badass song, dude.
Thanks, dude.
I love hearing that kind of shit, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I don't know if you know Nick Haynes. Lee might have talked about him a little bit.
I don't know if I know Nick.
So
or
Nick
not.
Just put out a song with Trey Lewis, Little Tired, that last one.
Oh, see, yeah. That's my boy.
Yeah, me and Nick ride all the time. We went to Greg Dixon's house out on that farm where those Snapchats were sent to you or whatever.
That's where they do all like Aaron Lewis and everybody comes out too and all that shit, right?
We just play our own music and we drink beer and talk crap, talk shit.
It's about the best place to go in Nashville because it ain't in Nashville.
It's outside of Nashville, and it's the best people that are there come out there and hang out.
You don't get invited.
And I don't mean musically necessarily. I just mean best people in character. Like you, just those are good people out there.
He's being modest, from what I've heard about it. And my ass ain't never been invited there. You don't get invited there for no reason. You don't get invited there for no reason.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're good, man.
Yeah,
the artists, the writers out there are ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
You
might be modest, motherfucker. I'm not.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Y'all got a chance to throw me a compliment. Y'all throw a motherfucker bone. You know what I'm saying?
You handsome as hell, boy.
Yada boy. Yada boy. B-Rat. Because I got to get you talking on this thing anyway, and teach you. Like some stuff, because I'm telling y'all, this guy right here, if y'all think I'm fucking funny, this guy kills me. Like, this guy tickles the fuck out of me all the time. When you hear something like that, I know
say
you're not,
that 10 times fast.
I let him tickle me. You see them hands?
Hey, shit. Don't threaten me with a good time. No, but I kind of get what you're asking me. I really enjoyed the song. It sounds like you was really emotionally involved in the song. Like, it actually, like, you pulled it from your heart.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
I
man.
I do. I mean, you may have just gained a new follower.
Thank you. I appreciate like that.
You know, you know what Chuck's going to say?
Go fuck yourself.
This is all right. I like it.
I did like the song.
Thank you, Chuck.
Well, Aaron, tell us a little bit about what you got to play us.
All right, this is one of my newer originals that me and my manager, Hannah Milken, wrote about 2 months ago. This song is mostly all of our songs is pretty much about personal experiences. Just like In the Dark, I'm going to play that letter for you. You seem to like that one pretty good. But
you already played it for me? Well, I was fucked up when you played it? Yeah, I probably liked it.
Yeah. But
I hear a lot of shit. I don't know what to tell y'all. I know that he made such an impression on me when he came here first time. I was looking for a reason to have him back.
Oh, yeah, you make an impression on me.
I'm trying to make a pressure on front of them Levi's.
These are whatever that brand that Target has, man. I'm poor.
Shit, I felt that. Somebody broke in this bitch trying to rob us, boy. I'd have to help him look for money.
I hear you. All right, Aaron, get us. We'll be adults for a minute.
All right, this one of my new ones coming out, and it's called Good Damn People. Trust is hard to come by these days. Had a few good friends, but things went wrong and we threw it all away. It's hard to find someone who can meet your expectations when you're nice as hell to everyone. No, it doesn't get you many places, 'cause second chances turn into more like 3 and 4 and 5. They'll drag you down, push you around, and bury you alive. I hold back and bite my tongue a lot more than I probably should. The everyday battle between good and evil. May we all just be good damn people. Had a buddy, my old best friend, I loved that man to death. He drank too much, ran with the wrong crowd, and gambled himself to death. I sat him down, said, boy, you know, you gotta change your ways. He punched through a punch and busted my lip, haven't talked since that day. I've learned I just can't go around trying to make changes when you're nice as hell to everyone. No, it doesn't get you many places. faces. Second chances and turning more like three and four and five. They'll drag you down and push you around and bury you alive. I hold back and bite my tongue a lot more than I probably should. The everyday battle between good and evil. May we all just be good damn people. In this day and age, life's getting a little shorter. We're all growing up and getting a little older. I've learned that the world just won't change its ways. I may not can fix you, but I can damn sure fix me. Cause second chances turn into more like three and four and five. They'll drag you down and push you around and bury you alive. I hold back and bite my tongue a lot more than I probably should. The everyday battle between good and evil. May we all just be good damn people.
Boy, Mr. Brown.
I want the first comment. That's fucking heat, dude.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Thank that's you, sick, man. Thank
y'all you. Too, Hannah, you're that with him?
Yeah.
See, I told you should have got a microphone, jackass. Jesus. Now I'm telling you, for you to be 21, it's honestly like when I see these young folks. There's such a wave coming from Georgia. There's a fucking wave coming. And I'm telling you, you might be at the back end of it, you being as young as you are. Yeah. But no, you're going to get noticed real soon.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
It's like when you hear certain people sing certain songs. What you just sung a while ago, Cody, and what you just sung right in, I know that you wrote it. I know that you had a hand in writing it because it's just a connection. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that write shit. Lee Tucker and Dustin Heron was telling me one time that they didn't know that other people were supposed to help you write songs when they first got to Nashville. They thought they were supposed to write everything yourself. Like, you were supposed to be the person that was writing it, singing it, producing it, everything. And it ain't that way. But it always is something.
I grew up thinking that. I mean, yeah. And everybody still thinks that. Until you go there and you realize that like, Jason Aldean doesn't write his own
music. He hasn't wrote a fucking song in three albums, probably.
But that's okay. He's the artist who puts all these things together. Like, and songwriter, like, I'm trying to write songs for a living, where I know that I can make a living for writing songs. That's like, and you have to have these artists who want to do that, make the song big, and like, every song that I write isn't for Cody Bradley as an artist.
Yep.
But it might be for whoever down the road.
And one of my buddies there is Matt McKinney. I love goddamn Skinny McKinney.
Skinny don't care about a damn thing except writing country damn music.
He told me, I know that he's the one, for y'all that don't know this, he's the one who wrote Dick Down in Dallas.
I didn't know that.
Drew Branton.
Trey, even though much I love Trey, and like, we just got back from doing, like, Dustin opened up for him in Alabama, and I've got to be around Trey a lot. Trey's a fucking amazing person.
Trey's great.
Amazing goddamn person. But he wants to be a performer, and he should, because he's got the ability to. Matt, he probably could have the ability to, but he wants to just sit there and get not fucked up. I shouldn't say fucked up. Yeah. He just wants to sit there and have a good time writing fucking songs that are meaningful to him.
Everybody ain't got that performing bone in their body. Like, I get a certain high off of it. I love it. I love to, like, look out and see somebody singing a song back to me. Like, and then when you get off stage, you do something like what we just both sang these songs, you guys are like, holy shit, like, I connect to that.
Yeah.
There's something in that, and that's why I love it so much.
It's more.
And a lot of people would just rather write the song that gets that instead of, like, I want to do both.
I mean,
I put out songs that I write. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, you're good. I'm glad you are. Like, a lot of people here don't know who Dean Dillon or Bobby Pinson is. Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. How do you not know that?
Yeah.
I mean, well.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I know it is because I've been taught it.
Well, yeah, right? And that's the thing is you're not. You don't, those guys don't want you to know who they are.
They don't give a fuck.
If I ever decide that I don't want to do the artist thing and I just want to be Cody Bradley the writer, you'll never hear my name again.
Yeah.
But I can be doing well, very well, writing songs for these number one artists, and that's amazing. Like congrats to those fucking
But
dudes,
I guess I was getting to before we got way the fuck off there, getting way the fuck off because it makes for good content. But when y'all played that, there was a connection because you knew it came from you.
Yeah.
Like that's what makes it good. That's what me sitting here making eye contact unless you do it. That's what makes it fucking good. But and by the way, if you don't know who Dean Dillon is, go look up every song he's ever wrote. He is George Strait. Like Dean Dillon is fucking George Strait. Mm. I don't know if y'all know. He's literally almost wrote it's probably the majority of the number ones that George has had.
Yeah, I never knew that. Now, George Strait's my favorite country artist. Yeah. Never knew that.
And also, when we say wrote it, he didn't write it by himself.
No.
And that's
another
a misconception, too. It's like, right.
Well, they had to break it down for me.
If you're on a bunch of them, if you're on a bunch of number ones, there's one thing that is always constant, and it's that songwriter, that means that it's Hardy. What do you think how do you think Hardy's gotten so big? Because Hardy doesn't want to put out anything but what he writes.
Yeah.
And he's written songs for 10 years in Nashville.
What do you think that back catalog of his is like?
Ooh, boy, I can't wait.
That's what I'm scared of. I'm 10 years of Hardy songs. Yo, you do. There's no fucking way you don't. The fact that him and Ernest, I guess, was the one that sat down to a flower shop. Yeah. But there's some Hardy and Morgan connected with that. I'm telling you, when people hear flower shop that hasn't heard it yet, it's over with. It's all
They're
over.
Good. They're good over there. They're really good.
Yeah. Hardy's just
insane. I just like seeing guys that fucking write music around here. I just fucking love it because it's meaningful to me. I always say that creativity drives creativity. And like there are a bunch of dreamers around here. You got a lot of people like Chuck's in the table right now. He gets up, he busts his ass every day for his family. He doesn't like working where he works. But he gets up and goes because he takes care of the shit he's got to take care of. He's a good fucking man. Brad's the same way. All of the three of us. Like, we're dreamers. I fucking love that shit. Like, I love that if we fucking don't get up and bust our ass and do something. I told you a while ago when we was outside that, you know, I post so much shit on social media that it's fucking stupid. But it's good for business. Every time I post something, it's another listener that comes along. Like, I know that I make myself like an asshole to my friends, but I don't make my show my content for my friends.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. It's not even that either. That sounds like it's not you. It's totally you, but it's just.
Have y'all caught shit or like noticed like friends or whatever since y'all started this that like kind of dismiss you?
You always get
it gets on your fucking nerves,
yes.
Don't it?
Yeah. Yes. I've had plenty of that shit happen the past couple months.
It gets aggravating.
Yeah,
it's
aggravating. Yeah.
My friends, especially some that are in this room, they give me more shit than anybody else in the world. But when you get to a certain point and you're doing good, it is so nice to have them to keep you grounded.
Yeah.
I know that when I go play golf, I'm around this motherfucker at the end of the table, I'm going to hear BB, BB for the bearded bastard and shit, like all the time. He's going to talk the largest amount of shit. But after a night of drinking around Ashley McBride and some other motherfuckers, you need it. Like, I need it because I need to be like, I ain't shit. I need to be reminded sometimes that I ain't shit. All right, Cody, you got the next one, big guy. What you got for us next? Yeah, we're not going to do too long between the songs. Y'all are the stars of the show. Brad's learned. This is Brad. Brad's busting his first nut on air right now.
Popping my cherry.
He's getting the hang of it. And Chuck, he just, whatever the fuck Chuck is.
Fuck Chuck.
I mean, I don't know what I
want. I'll tell you this. He'll end up having the best line of the whole fucking show before we get done, and it'll be completely fucking random.
Yeah.
The one thing he said.
I'm excited for it.
Turn your mic down towards you a little bit more. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you up some more this time than I did last time, but get a little bit close as you can. Because he's going to sound louder in the first song than you did, but it'll be okay.
I'm a less loud person.
It's okay. You got fucking that big boy brought it. Hell you got that big boy shit. I like it.
I need a drink before I do
that. There you go.
What's the name of the song?
There you go, Brad. Turn the mic for you. You do that while I gotta take a piss and then he'll play.
Yeah, what's the name of the song you about to do?
This one's called Used To. I sat down with a buddy of mine, Reed Morris, and I walked in there and he had this idea and we ended up getting on it, and I like it a lot, so hope you guys do too.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it, man.
Only time will tell if this is gonna last. We know all too well what can happen if we move too fast. I know you're scared, cause I've been there before. There ain't no way you're gonna lose me. There ain't no way I'm gonna leave. I'll be standing there beside you, baby, till the sun burns down. That's how it's gonna be. I can tell that a heartbreak, heartache is something you're used to, cause I've been used to. Well, it's safe to say the words don't mean a thing, but I'm here to stay. And I'm gonna show you what I mean, and there ain't no way. Ain't no way I'm gonna leave. Oh, I'll be standing there beside you, baby, till the sun burns out. That's how it's gonna be. I can tell that a heartbreak, heartache is something you're used to, cause I've been used to being done wrong so long. Shouldn't be something you're used to. So I won't ever treat you like he used to. There ain't no way you're gonna lose me. There ain't no way I'm gonna leave. I'll be standing there beside you, baby, till the sun burns out. That's how it's gonna be. I can tell that a heartbreak, heartache is something you're used to, cause I've been used to.
Fucking dig that, my guy.
Thanks, dude.
Fucking wow.
It's funny. You just never know how like shit's gonna play out, who you gonna meet some point in time and then come back around. Me and you had a bad first experience with each other.
We did have a bad first experience.
We had a very bad first experience with each other.
I had a worse experience than you did.
I don't want you to say it like that.
Josh Terry knocked me out. Cold one time.
It was a lot of alcohol.
It was all, it needed to be done.
Yeah, we're just kids.
You know, sometimes you just.
I was asleep. He came back to the house after a party. And what's funny about all this is Lee Tucker, he's hung out with them and worked with them and everything. And he tells Lee this story. And he's the first person I've ever heard that has gotten to a fight and actually lost that fight when they're telling the story to somebody else.
Man, that's funny as shit, man. I got beat up. I've been beat up a lot. I say you win some, you lose a lot. Sometimes when you're a dumbass and you only fight when you're trashed ass hammered, you just get beat up.
That's why
I just don't fight anymore.
You should stick to music.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a new hobby.
I did.
Try fucking when you're drunk. I heard that's fun.
Yeah. Either that or strip naked. Nobody was to
I
beat
just
up
keep
the
falling
naked
asleep,
guy.
Man.
It happened, dude. I do it all the time. I think I have like permanent whiskey dick at this point in my life.
Yeah, well, if the Lord wills it.
Yeah, well, whatevs. I had been sleeping. We had a party, and Chuck at the end of the table had told everybody to leave because I was going to bed, and everybody else was leaving. And Cody comes back. I don't even know why you came back.
And people told we. I don't know.
I don't even know why you came back because there was no problem before you left.
No, I don't know.
What happened, Chuck?
He wasn't ready to go.
He comes.
I needed to be made.
He came back. Him and another guy, Fred. He said, "Where's Josh at?" He said,
"For the record, I can't recall all of this. I just know I got my shit rocked that night and I deserved it. But I'm cool with this."
He knocked on the door. He said, "Where's Josh?" I said, "He's asleep, so I want to talk to him." I said, "I don't think you want to do that." He said, "Yeah, I do." I said, "All right." So I woke Josh up. Josh gets out of bed, puts his Christmas pajamas on.
They're penguins.
Penguins.
He was looking good. I'll give him that.
Fat with penguin pants on.
Ooh, let's go.
And it went all downhill from there.
I walked out on the porch, and you just kept smiling at me. And for some reason, when I'm fucked up and like I'm having words with you, if you smile at me, some reason I just think is the biggest, most disrespectful thing, besides putting your finger in my face. I don't care who you are. You put your finger in my face.
I don't remember that. I didn't do that.
No, you did. Yeah, no. See? You just kept smiling, but I think I was so tired and so drunk. If I'd have been half-assed sober, I think I'd be like, just go home.
You was asleep.
I was asleep. Like, everybody knows how cranky motherfuckers are when you wake them up. I stepped down in my pinging pants.
It's not a thing that I'm happy about, you know? It's just a thing that happened.
Yeah. We're friends now, though.
We're friends now.
That's all that fucking matters.
Man, I'm a forgiver. If you knocked me out, and it was my fault. Who the fuck am I to forgive?
We did put you in the truck, though.
So. Yeah, we did.
We didn't leave you on the ground.
No. Well, because you're good people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You wrote the wrong
and also,
up.
And also, I had to get out of the yard.
At least you wasn't driving.
My grandma's the magistrate. You can't just have a dead magistrate judge's grandson in your yard.
No, you get in trouble for that. I'm definitely not doing the podcast now if it went that way. I'm probably not doing a lot of shit.
Doing it from cell blocks.
I'm glad it went this way.
Yeah, no shit. God, I'm glad. I mean, it makes for a funny story, and you gained my respect when Lee called me. Like, because me and you hadn't been around each other since then. Hell, we ain't talked since then.
I ain't been to Cochran.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have not talked since then. And for Lee to call me and say he was sitting on the back porch writing, hanging out, listening to you and everything, or just, I don't know if y'all was right, but I know y'all was hanging out and everything. But him to be like, "Is this story true?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, I'll fucking go listen to this boy wherever he plays at. I'll support him. He's got...
Listen, man.
It's one of the things I wanted to apologize for, too, because I was stupid. I was young and stupid.
I mean, yeah, we were dumb. It was dumb. I get it. But, I mean, my thing is... I mess up so much all the time. That's a funny story. If you get down to the root of it, because now that we've grown up and shit like that, that's a hilarious story. I'm an idiot. I deserve to get my ass kicked. That should be a lesson to anyone who's a young man right now, who drinks a lot of alcohol, who acts a fucking fool and wants to fight people. Just don't.
It's not fun.
It hurts, and then you get to a point where you win fights, but you're still fucking hurting in the morning. It's not fun. It's never fun.
I've had a lot of bruises on my body. I couldn't explain the next day. It didn't help my pride.
Well, that's your dominatrix that you had.
That bitch could have done whatever to me. I am telling you, I have not released a lot
of internal bruises.
Oh, boy, she could have done some shit. This was what I told her the entire time because she's so goddamn hot. I said, "Look, this is why I wouldn't let you do any of this shit to me. Because I'm liable to like it. And if I like it, you ain't going to date me. Then the next bitch that comes along, I got to tell her that I like this." And then she's going to be like, "No, I'm good, bro." Like, she was talking about putting, like, electrodes on your balls, eating gummy worms out of her ass, like, some shit. Like, a lot of shit.
Well, and
I know Brad would
worms.
Do it.
What kind of gummy worms?
Well.
Oh, yeah. Do they melt down into, like, a juice?
Hey.
Do they melt down into a juice? You took it a step fucking farther than
Brad did. I gummy worms.
Because now I think, like, a rainbow come out of her ass.
Yeah, just pour it on your chest. What?
Oh, what?
Jesus Christ. Jesus. I think we're on two different wavelengths.
Yeah, you're
not. Hey, but I'm on both of them. I like it. Let's fucking go. Hey, but back to the song, though. Man, your first one I really enjoyed. I enjoyed both of y'all's first songs. I'm looking forward to listening to your second one, Aaron. But yours, that second one hit me, and I didn't know you'd get high like that. That was very fucking impressive. That was good.
You didn't hang out with him before the show.
Jesus.
We was late.
It's okay.
Yeah. Hey, my grandmother is a keeper of the law, all right?
Hey. I doubt your grandma's listening to this podcast. I probably wouldn't tell grandma to listen to this one. We went from a dominatrix to doing drugs real quick.
Yeah,
to
eating fucking gummy worms out of a bitch's ass. So
hey, listen, that's our preference. Our preference.
It is. Yeah. I have a lot of preferences.
Different strokes, different
thank
folks.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that.
God bless you. It's cool.
All right, Aaron, follow that up. I'm not even talking about the song. I'm talking about the conversation that came after it. Shit.
I don't think we even talked about the song.
Just that little bit that I threw in right there.
I think, hey, great song, dude. Hey, back yeah. to assholes
yeah,
and gummy worms.
Yeah, bad ass. Here we go.
Let's talk about nasty shit.
Yeah, peanut butter and ass. Here we go.
All right, so this next song, I'm going to do one more love song, and then we're going to get the party started for In the Dark later. But this is one of my all-time favorites. It's not In the Dark favorite, but this song, this is more of Hannah's song than mine. She wrote this completely. I'm just singing it for her. This is based on one of her experiences. This one's called Promise Me. Well, the night is young, so are we, and I know how you get when you're drinking whiskey. I tell the band not to play slow songs so I can have you to myself all night long, and I catch your eyes wandering his way. Conversations change. Do you remember my name? I'm not asking you to change your ways. I'm asking you to stay with me. I don't want to stand in your way. Don't get up on your feet, cause it feels right. Promise me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You won't dance with him tonight. How bad it hurts. I surely could tell you if I could find the words. I can get up and leave,
Oh, that will do some damage, but I'll see it right here and ask the bartender for another bandage. Well, I'm not asking you to change your ways. I'm asking you to stay here with me. I don't want to stand in your way. Don't get up on your feet, 'cause it feels right. Promise me you won't dance with him tonight. Well, promise me you won't dance with him tonight.
You wrote that by yourself?
Sure did.
You got a really fucking good line in there. I'm sure both of y'all are the same way about certain lines of songs that just fucking hit you. But the bartender putting a bandage on it, that's a good fucking line.
Yeah.
That is a good line, darling. See, I told you, yeah, I should have been sitting up here.
that was beautiful.
It's good. Dude, you did a hell of a job of it.
Hey,
thank you.
No, honestly, it was beautifully written and beautifully sung. Like, I really enjoyed that.
It's the whole thing all the way around it, I think, has like Keith Whitley vibes. Daryl Sugar,
yeah.
Perry.
You should slow
if you put those together, maybe you put both
slow
of those
it down
together.
A lot.
Yeah.
Daryl and Keith. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
legit.
Slow that down a lot more.
I think it's great where it is.
I know it's good.
I think
it's
really great where it is.
You just got a lot of those
little pool licks that you mm-hmm. have in the guitar. That's the Keith Whitley that I'm hearing. And then
yeah.
like the
yeah.
song
yeah.
itself and the way that you sing it or the way you bring it to life is I hear Daryl Singletary all over. And that dude, those are two of them. I mean, obviously Keith Whitley, but
everybody
Daryl
wants
Singletary.
To suck Keith Whitley. I'm the same way. He can sing
but
whatever.
No, Daryl. I mean, I wasn't like Daryl Singletary is what I was getting from like the lyrics and the way that you sang it, but like the guitar was like the Keith Whitley. Dude, come on.
That was sweet, man.
Thank you, man.
The coolest thing about it, and I'm telling you, this is what I'm trying to push by having certain folks come in here, is even though Hannah ain't saying shit, you got Cody and Aaron sitting at the table. So much fucking talent in Georgia. There's no way if all of us don't, if we all work together, there's going to be something special come out of somewhere around here.
We're going to start the biggest dog kennel in all the land.
Yeah, fuck the dog kennel.
Jesus.
I'm trying to get some fucking number ones up on the wall.
I just like dog. Number one dog in the world.
Yeah, I know that. I'm trying to be Dallas Davidson and shit, except, you know, a lot less talented.
Yeah,
I like Dallas.
I love Dallas.
I like Dallas.
He is a very
I've got some. I've got some stories I'll tell you about Play It Again.
I was at Play It Again.
I was going to say, man. I've got some stories I'll tell you about Play It Again. Well, not on there.
It's just the hangs.
I think the only story I actually can tell about going in there is I went in there with some artists, and you know it's not that big, but it's nice fucking. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice fucking place, and we got off the elevator to go in. And all you see as soon as you walk in is fucking number ones on the wall leading back to Dally's office. And we ran out of beer that night when we were sitting there. And there were some Miller Lights in the refrigerator. And he was like, hey, y'all can just go drink those, whatever. And literally fucking Luke Bryan had left a post-it note on the fucking thing saying, do not touch. And we was like, we can't fucking touch this. This is Luke goddamn Bryan's beer. You can't fucking do this. Dad's like, fuck that guy. It's like, his name's on the wall somewhere for something I wrote. You can drink whatever the fuck you want. And, he didn't tell me that. He told the guy who I was there with that. No, he definitely don't give a fuck about me. But, it's cool. And that's what I'm trying to do down here. It's because there's so much fucking I've told people time and time again, I don't know how y'all were growing up as far as sports go. I wish I would have never, ever played sports.
I wish I'd only done music.
I wish I'd only done music.
But down here, if you did music, you were weird.
That's exactly the fucking point.
And that's ridiculous. I could be so very good right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just so very okay.
I say it all the time. Like, I got a poem that was
published.
But also
sports are cool. Let's go.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I fucking love playing golf and shit now.
I want D1 kids. You know what I'm saying?
You look like you'll fucking have them.
Thanks.
Marry a big black guy. You'll be all right.
You guys hear that?
There's no way, y'all.
If I marry a big black guy, I'll have D1 kids.
Yeah, I will.
I like the black women.
So, you know, I just got to find one like 6'7 to even out my 5'8, you know?
Yeah, whatever his name is, I'm sure he'll be nice to you.
No, that's you guy. I wear penguin pants. You know I get pussy.
PPP, baby. Penguin pants.
No.
My manager kicked my ass. He knew I was talking like this out here.
That'd be all right. I mean, a lot of people's going to hear it, but they're going to love you for it. They're going to love you because you're being fucking real.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, that's what people want. That is why
y'all stay real, too.
Yeah, that is why I want to do shit like this. I don't want
just
them...
don't wear penguin pants.
Well, I mean, they work out for me. They just don't work out for you.
It did.
I mean, I'd wear penguin pants forever.
Come to think of it, maybe
Maybe you should wear penguin pants, motherfucker.
Actually, let me get on Amazon right now. I'm pulling out my phone. And
those are old Navy 1997 penguin pants.
Well,
they
listen, I'm going 1996. More. I need 1 year of education on
that
top
boy.
Of it.
But there's no way if all these folks around here don't get put together. And there's not another place for just songwriters and artists to come that's around here to just hang out and fucking drink beer. And fucking do whatever, and then maybe something good comes out of it. If something doesn't, you didn't spend a fucking dollar. You spent your gas to get here.
Yeah,
start a crap shooting business, dude.
A crap shooting?
Yeah.
You get right ahead. We will gamble the fuck out of here. I will lose this whole goddamn place. I'm addicted
to
gambling.
Stop it.
Was there one of y'all said something about gambling a while ago?
It was him, and that's always the first song. That
me
first
and Chuck
song.
Looked at each other, and it was like, oh,
I saw that. I saw
you,
that
bro.
Moment.
Talking about me, yeah, because
I saw that moment.
I have
you
a
guys
problem.
Almost made out.
We have, probably.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's
two
our other
two
friend.
Best friends in a room.
Two best friends in a room.
Please don't.
I just think it's cool. All right, who's up next? What you got?
Jesus, are we?
You don't have to. But I honestly said when we started, did y'all have three? But I'm guessing y'all got more than three. You got another one? If I want to add one more onto it, both of y'all?
Sure, probably.
If you don't, it's fine. Fuck it. Play something else. But save your best for last. What I'm trying to do is people listening, I want to give them a reason not to just go follow you on social media, but download each and everything that you have out. And the way you do that is by them just getting to fucking know you, the good or the bad.
I love that about you.
Well, dude, there's no sense in me being able to do this shit and getting paid for doing the shit I'm doing if I don't fucking pay it forward to folks like y'all. It makes no sense to me. Like, the only reason I'm in the position I'm in because a big fucker that was on TV named Dave Stone, he ended up getting me my first job in radio. And it says, you got to pay it forward. That's what I was telling you the other night. The wedding, I think you're good. You're funny as fuck. This is probably uncomfortable for you right now because you just haven't done it before and it's probably in your topic. But given the right topic, Brad is fucking way funnier than I am.
Well, I mean, this is my first time doing anything like that, but I'm outgoing as hell anyways. I can walk in between 500 folks and start a conversation. It don't bother me. One thing I do want to ask both of y'all is, do y'all have anything y'all promote y'all's music on, like platform-wise? Y'all have like a Spotify or y'all on Apple Music or anything of that yet?
No, I'm working on that right now. That's the main thing with me is the exposure part. That's a real big thing.
You're getting a lot of it right now.
Yeah.
You don't have anything on iTunes yet?
No, haven't recorded anything.
God damn
y'all
it.
Y'all post anything on Facebook or Instagram?
Yeah,
like y'all start
time,
job,
yeah.
Y'all do that?
Yes.
Both y'all do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I have music.
You got some stuff on iTunes and everything,
I have,
right?
I have 6 songs out right now. 5 of my own, and then I did one with Cooper Allen and Garrett Biggs. Actually put it out. Those are 2 big buddies of mine.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, I have music out there. If you search Cody Bradley, you can find me anywhere you listen to your music on. I have a YouTube channel and stuff. We're about to be putting out my last single, Two Truths and a Lie. That'll be a good one to play, huh?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's what's called marketing, motherfucker. You should probably play the last song that you just promoted or you just put out.
But, yeah.
Damn, I'm going to teach y'all something about fucking self-preservation.
Hey, listen here. Somebody else will do that for me.
That you're supposed to. You're supposed to pay them. Maybe I'm trying to get shit in there.
Try to get on the internet. Anyway, yeah, so I put this song out at the end of last month, and it's doing pretty well. But, yeah, it's
It's called Two Truths and a Lie. It's just like the game, I guess. And I think it's super creative. It all kind of falls around that topic, and it's may surprise you a little bit. We can't do it like that. Man. We got to tune this thing first.
It's all right. Half the fun of this show is it being so fucking raw and real. You tune it all you need to. Get it how you want to.
Hey, y'all just make sure y'all go follow them and add them on their platforms. Both these guys are great.
Yeah, anywhere on social media, like other than Spotify and stuff, is The Cody Bradley. I think that's most of my stuff.
And go report Cody Bradley.
Don't report that guy. He's a nice guy.
Is he a musician?
He smells.
He smells.
Yeah, I don't really know how to describe him any differently.
He smells like a pedophile reporting.
Stop it. Don't ever fucking
oh
say
my
that.
Gosh.
I'm trying to get you your cut real handle, out. My guy.
Yeah, I know.
That handle's a lot. That handle means a fucking lot.
We don't...
Hey, there's a reason why I say that. Is because now it does not matter what I do. Even though the show is called Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. If you go type in Josh Terry on anything, I'm the number one Josh Terry in the world. There's only like fucking six of us. But those other five can suck it. Like I am. Like, one of them is even a fucking musician. He's not bad, but he ain't got my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my shit is Josh Terry. So I'm just saying, that handle is fucking important.
Well, I'm okay with what I got.
The. You know? Makes you sound cooler.
This is like the Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's not cool. don't associate me with those nerds. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble here. It's
okay.
It's the alcohol.
That's what makes this good.
That's what is good about it.
Yeah. I don't want you sober like a real fucking riders round at Live Oak or
you know
something.
Like people care? Oh, who's sober at Live Oak?
That's the best. I'm telling you. If you've never been to a real riders round, go to one at Live Oak on a fucking, what is it? When
Tuesday,
they do the rowdy.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday,
or
yeah.
Sunday night. Or
it's always a
or really any yeah. night.
Go to Nashville during the fucking week. Go Sunday
get
to
drunk.
Thursday.
Don't
go,
go
on the weekend.
Broadway.
No. Whenever you're ready, Pumpkin.
Stop it. All right, this one's called Two Truths and a Lie.
One heart's breaking, the other's just fine. She tells me she loves me, two truths and a lie. Up this morning with tears in my eyes in an empty bed, she stayed out all night. Came through the door with an alibi, but it was written on the wall, two truths and a lie. She don't know that I know what she's doing. She don't know that I can see right through. One heart's breaking, the other's just fine. She tells me she loves me, two truths and a lie. She keeps her phone face down and the proofs in her kiss. Her lipstick smeared, she don't smoke cigarettes. Swears up and down that there's no other guy, but I can see on her face two truths and a lie. She don't know that I know what she's doing. She don't know that I can see right through it. One heart's breaking, the other's just fine. She tells me she loves me, two truths and a lie. She's not hurting, I'm dying inside. I guess I'll just move on to truth and a lie. And she don't know that I know what she's doing. She don't know that I can see right through it. One heart's breaking, the other
Santa lie. She tells me she loves me too true. Santa lie.
That a boy.
Two truths and a lie, hell.
How many folks around here know that you play music in your hometown?
31 and a half.
I wish they fucking knew.
I know, man.
I really don't know. I think
a lot of people know. I just don't think a lot of people get it. You know what I mean?
They say that playing your hometown or like doing anything in your hometown is where you get the most resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, because either people know you and they just like, I think like Chuck's from where I'm from, so is Brad. Like, people just don't. They know who you are. They don't give a fuck about what you're doing.
Yeah, no, and they want to be like, oh, nice.
Yeah,
like
they're like,
you got out of the army to do that. I
mean, fucking listen to the Ashley McBride song, "Girl Going Nowhere."
My favorite one that she had. What is it? I got famous. You got fat.
Yeah, you got fat. I got famous. Yeah, that's a badass song. That is the coolest. One of the coolest people I ever met in my life.
She's cool as shit.
God damn, I talked her fucking ear off, hammered. Oh, I still apologize.
That whole group they got over there, man. That's a
Vaden, Kristen, all. God damn, man.
We'll call Vaden in a little bit when we get off here.
Boy, I like that motherfucker.
That's my buddy, man.
It is nice to fuck it. This is cool, I guess, with me and you. Because it ain't like me and you should know these folks.
I mean, I hope that I do. That's what
I mean. No, what I mean, in a good way. It's just
just like growing up.
Yeah, it's just like you wouldn't ever figured it. We know some of the folks that we know.
And I mean, people come around, like, it's funny when you come home too. Like, I mean, you still live here, but like, when I come home, people are like, oh, well, this guy and this, and they're like throwing out these big names. I'm like, yeah, they were Red Door Trash the other night. Like,
that fucking,
I live with these people. Like, hey, Knuckle Bumps, what's up? Good to see you. And you having a good night? Yeah, see you later.
That fucking night that I saw Coe Wetzel up there last time I was there, and I was there for like fucking a month.
I ain't never met him, but I did go to Martin, Tennessee. After he played at, I can't remember what that venue's called, but it's in Martin, Tennessee, and their green room is you go by the stage to the back where the sound booth is.
Yeah.
You take a left instead of a right, like you're going to the stage to the sound
booth. I've never been to Martin. I have no fucking idea.
Anyway, you go upstairs. Everything, it's like they have like built a loft, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, think of a hayloft, basically. But now this is a green room with some shitty ass couches in it. And there's a wall. It's just a plywood wall that like saves you from dying, and you're like you fall off, you're dead. Anyway, they had knocked that out the week before, and they're like, hey, don't get too close over there, because I was like, this ain't gonna pass code if somebody walks in here.
Dude, whenever he played the week that Whiskey Jam had its last outdoor event for the year, and like Hannah, Drake White, Muscadine Bloodline ended the show that night or whatever. Like, Coe Wetzel was there with us drinking, not with us.
Yeah.
But, like, at Red Door and everything. And you just don't even... Dude didn't give a fuck about who he was. And people just don't realize it. Like, the folks up there, they don't act no different than nobody sitting in this goddamn room right now.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't even know.
No, and you're not supposed to.
Unless you're Chris Young. Unless you're Chris Young. And then Chris Young is going to tell you to fuck off every time you get in front of him. And I love Chris Young. I've embarrassed the fuck out of myself, like, twice now wanting to get a picture. And he's like, fuck you, I'm drinking. My bad. Just a fan, but I get it. I fucking get it. Yeah. I like that dude, though. He's done told me fuck off both times. And then one time, he just shook my hand, and I knew not to say, hey, Chris Young, can I get a picture? I just bought him a shot the next time. Nice as fuck. He just don't like his picture took. Uh-huh. They're all good people. I just like to see you running around with them, I guess is what I'm trying to say. I like seeing people from here that associate with some of the folks that I do. And you're probably closer with a lot more than I am because I'm only up there, I don't know, fucking don't know, every man. 2 months.
You got a really good circle. And I mean, I do too, but it's like they don't want to be bothered. Like, and when I say they, I mean the famous people. You know what I mean? Like the really, really famous people. But like, they're not assholes. Most people know them. And they even know people like you'll see like, people walk in, like Morgan Wallen will walk in, and then you'll see your friend who's an accountant at this weird place that has nothing to do with music walk up to him, give him a big hug, and he'll be like, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah.
By the way, shout out to Jesse Wayne fucking Taylor. Have you met him up there yet?
Mm-mm.
Jesse Wayne Taylor is a very good writer. He's been on the show, but he also writes for Creative Vets. He helps veterans who have been like through.
Dude, we got to hook up with that. That's the thing,
I'll
bro.
Hook you up with him. Jesse Wayne Taylor will fucking love you.
You know I'm crazy as shit.
Yeah, no. Oh, fucking think about it. They will love you. They help veterans write songs. But yeah, it's not, I'll show you the album.
I would love to give my time to that.
I will.
Instead of taking naps and being depressed during the day, I would love to go write songs.
We'll call Jesse when we get done. But Jesse was just on stage in Knoxville last weekend for the Tennessee game. And fucking they're playing in Knoxville's right up the road. Well, 2 hours up the road. Peyton Manning walks on stage, asks Jesse Wayne Taylor if he'll give up his guitar. And Jesse Wayne's like seeing Peyton Manning. And it's all over Instagram. And it's like, yeah, you're fucking Peyton Manning. Why? Because Morgan Wallen just came from the fucking Tennessee game and was playing wanted to play a couple songs for these people. It's fucking insane.
I would have said, go Dogs. I have another guitar right beside me. We'll both play.
I don't know.
That's what I would have said.
Jesse gave up his guitar.
You can tell Morgan. You can tell Morgan that if you know him.
I don't fucking know him.
I'll give him his number. We can get together and then maybe we can play guitar together. I don't really know.
All right, Aaron. Enough of us is gloating on each other. God damn, we're really making this about us. What pieces of shit we are.
tell us about your song.
There you go.
So this is one of my most live popular songs. This one is one of the more controversial songs that I do. But me and Hannah wrote this song. We wrote about 3 a.m. one night, and it's one of those funny songs that everybody loves live. It's called In the Dark. Hope y'all like it.
All right, this one you played for me.
Yeah, this one I played for you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Boys hit the town tonight, so you already know what's going down tonight. Shooting whiskey till we see the morning light, yeah. When I get to the bar, first thing I see, blonde hair, blue eyes staring back at me, and those neon lights lighting up the scene, oh yeah. I'm trying to get tipsy, I'm trying to get frisky. She looked a lot better in the dark. When I got a good looking bow, broke my heart. Neon lights been lying to me, cause she's so damn ugly, yeah. I was so damn drunk I still took her home. Got her in her room and took her clothes off, and the next thing that I saw had me depressed. The teeth were as yellow as a corn cob, that chest was flatter than a black top. I had to tell that girl to just go home. I'm not even tipsy, not even frisky, but she looked a lot better in the dark. When I got in good, broke my heart. Neon lights been lying to me, cause she's so damn ugly, tipsy, not even frisky, but she looked a lot better in the dark. When I got a good looking man, broke my heart. Neon lights been lying to me, cause she's so damn ugly.
I remember it now.
No, hit that. Hold on. Hit that last run again.
Yeah.
Hit that. She's so damn.
Well, she looked a lot better in the dark. When I got a good looking man, broke my heart. Neon lights been lying to me, cause she's so damn.
That smacks,
ugly.
People. That smacks.
Man, you must have seen some of my Snapchat stories. That shit, boy, that about broke my heart.
God damn. I remember it now.
I knew you.
Oh, yeah. I remember being fucked up, and I was thinking to myself, this has happened.
Yeah, that's personal experience right there. That's personal experience.
For all of us, boss. It ain't just you.
I felt shot. I felt hit.
I remember it now. God damn. You know how we were joking about this on Trey Lewis's show. Y'all remember the song that Corey Smith put out called Fuck the Popo? Yeah. All right, everybody fucking loves that song. It's like a fucking anthem at his concerts and everything. Well, him and Trey Lewis got to sit down. And Trey's kind of, they've all kind of battled. Because Trey's been in Nashville for 10 fucking years, wrote some amazing songs. He's got a song called Believer. That if you've never listened to the song Believer, Dick Down in Dallas is not even close to his best fucking song that he's put out. Even Little Tired that he just put out, so fucking good. But Trey was talking to me about how he kind of doesn't want to, he doesn't want the Dick Down in Dallas to be like his staple. Yeah. And Corey Smith and him had lunch one day. They're kind of like under some of the same company. And Corey Smith told him, he's like, look, you got to be proud of that song. He said, because Fuck the Popo, it catches shit from people. But at the same time, it is the song that no matter where I play it, when I play it, the whole crowd fucking goes ape shit over.
Hell yeah.
Dick Down in Dallas is the same way for Trey. That song right there.
That's it. That's the song.
That would be a song that's going to piss off a lot of people because it's controversial. But at the same time, it'll be a fucking party anthem.
Hell yeah.
Even the ugly girls will sing that shit. The ugly guys, too.
Yeah, everywhere I play, I've played it for three, 4 months now, and that's the biggest song I do besides Dick Down in Dallas or when I open up with Boots, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one.
I mean, you got to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have one like I mean, people hate it, but controversy sells.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's a good one.
Well, say, have you put that on Facebook or anything? Have you put that song on there?
Hell no.
Well, look, man, do you have a TikTok?
Yes.
You will fucking blow up on TikTok. Like, yes. Just like how Dick Down in Dallas, that shit went viral very
fucking
fast.
They marketed Dick Down in Dallas the best way fucking I've ever seen a song marketed. Well, Priscilla Block, who's one of our buddies too, I can't remember which one it was that she did. It's one of the Bush Light, whatever Bush Light ended up sponsoring her with. Have you got to meet Priscilla yet? Yeah. She's fucking awesome. She's awesome. But
I'm leaning back, my bad.
No, you're good. Dick Down in Dallas, they would literally go up to random people on the street in Nashville and start playing it.
And I'm not just any race, too. Hispanic, African American, white people, and everybody loved it.
It way was to a, classify it was a fucking the
banger.
Shit, B.
hey, man, look, hey.
No, you're good. No, I'm fucking with you. You can definitely make that go viral.
Yeah. It's one of those I felt calmed about when the first idea came up. Me and Hannah was drunk as fuck one night. Just wrote the fucking song.
Well, see, you sang it with such confidence, too. Yeah. And I mean, it's fucking funny, and it's a good song in general.
Yeah.
Because everybody can feel hit by it because at least men,
oh, hell
even some ugly females. Yeah. I mean,
what you about need to do is you need to find an ugly girl. You need to find an ugly, irritable girl in her period knows a complete bitch.
Nah, I'm talking to this girl out of Knoxville.
No, I don't mean it. I mean it for marketing purposes.
Marketing?
Yeah, marketing.
Like, you need to be like, hey, darling, I got a song just for you.
Yeah, put her in the video.
She doesn't know what's coming. Go up and play that shit for her. She's probably going to throw something at you. But that'll make it fucking blow up that she threw something at you.
Yeah.
Because you're an ugly bitch.
Yeah.
I personally like ugly bitches. They suck better dick.
Hey, man, because they appreciate it more.
They don't know when they're going to get it again.
They appreciate
exactly.
it. They do.
You're
they
right
appreciate
about that.
It
more.
I shouldn't have said that out loud.
No, you shouldn't. You should have said more of it.
You definitely should have, don't water it down.
We speak the truth on this show.
Yeah. Ugly girls are fat girls, man. They enjoy it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I very much agree
with
this. What else they use for?
Back in my Tinder days, man, that was all who wanted me.
Hey, man, that's about the only time I'd get the girls to stand outside their car before I'd pull up to where I know if I need to keep going or not.
You would get them to stand outside their car.
Hey, the thing is, like, look, I'm fat, but I'm a good-looking big guy.
You're
and not to mention,
he's got a face for public broadcasting for sure.
I mean, Jesus Christ, I mean,
you look like one of the fucking what are they, chipmunks?
Well, God bless you, thank you.
What's Theodore? It's Theodore. I can get up.
Hey, females love grabbing my cheeks, and I love grabbing theirs, so it's all good.
Just different sets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God damn, I bet I don't even want to say it. I'm going to throw up. I was thinking about you eating pussy, and I got nauseous.
Boy, yeah. Just imagine me eating ass like a retard.
Oh, God damn. Jesus, I know you listen to this show because I've seen my ratings. And somebody has to be praying for me up there or like well-wishing me. That might have been the ugliest thing I've heard on my show. Wait, you know him. I bet you know Eric Pritchard. Drummer John Langston.
Yeah,
he's a fucking he was stupid. he's one of my favorite fucking people. He used to play for Elijah Borders. Yeah. All right, so Elijah, Riley Lowry, and Hilmer are in here one day, like recording a show. We was all going to the Blue Room that night. They were opening up for Langston. And Pritchard is a fucking teacher. He's a third grade, I think it's third grade teacher. I have not had a person say a real fucked up word on this show yet. He tells the dirtiest, worst joke that has been on this show. And he's a public school teacher. Of all the fuck that Lee Tucker.
Are we going to hear it? Or
I'll play it for you when we get off. I'm surprised I didn't get in trouble the first time.
You can't post this episode on TikTok if you put that on.
Oh, I can. I'm just going to get fucking banned and deleted again.
Again.
Fuck those guys.
He'll come back with a, hey, I'm going to do a lot.
People don't realize the more and more that you get banned and deleted off shit, though, the more and more it drives people to your other stuff. You wish for it.
Yeah.
Like, you almost, like, they're like,
well, okay, not when you don't have a following on anything. Then they don't.
Yeah. That ain't my fault. Y'all should post stupid-ass videos like I do.
I do. My first video, I am an idiot. My first video on TikTok got, like, 130,000 views.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to continue posting after that.
Oh, yeah. That's but good
I was
for
in
you.
The, I was very in the army when I did that, and I was like, I'm just not going to post.
You got to be since you were in the military. You a fan of Zach Brown?
I do like Zach. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm glad.
He's dope as shit.
Yeah. I'm surprised he got to post as much stuff as he did being in the Navy.
Well, no, you can post whatever you want. I just was, I always was taught, like, hey, we don't post anything. We got to do our shit. Like, it's, you just go, like, keep your, like, my social media was, like, closed off for until I literally was like, I'm going to do this. Until I was like, I'm getting out of the Army, I released L.A. My social media was closed off. I just wasn't.
I remember when I was
working. So now I'm learning it. Yeah. Like, where people would have, where I should have been on it 8 years ago, I just don't, I'm learning it now, so.
I remember being at the radio station in Dublin and people wanting to hear that song. That was the first one you came out with, right?
Yeah.
We got it requested all the time. Couldn't play it. But we got it requested all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Which
Y96?
Yeah. So I go up there and Stephanie.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can say it now. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I ain't associated with no more.
I like her. I like her, but I love Josh.
I don't tell nobody not to.
I love Josh.
I don't tell nobody not to like her. We just have a difference of opinion on how things should be done.
They'll let me on sometimes, and it's.
And I'm glad they do. You should be on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm not mad at them for doing it. I think people like you should be on. I think a lot more people like you and you, Aaron, should be on radio. But there's so many. When you're in that position, you get to pick and choose who you make in your community. Like, if I would have been like, hey, I want to play your song, I'd have got told by somebody I couldn't because I hadn't been there long enough. But somebody else can do it. But I'm happy you get played on it.
Thank you.
I mean, that's the best way. That's the best way I can say it.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate that. I'm happy you get.
And I can look you in the face and tell how genuine that shit is.
Because I want all of us that are trying to do something different to fucking make it together.
Let's fucking.
It ain't gonna mean shit if I make it by myself or if you make it by yourself or whatever. There's a lot of lonely ass people that are in Nashville and LA or wherever because I didn't bring folks along with them. You know what I like about Priscilla Block the absolute fucking most? Besides, she's just a really genuine person.
She's cool as shit.
She Hastings and Co. Have you got to meet Josh and Kate?
Absolutely.
I'm close with Josh and Kate now. Josh and Kate, or I know Kate did, and I know Josh had to be part of it, wrote some of her songs that blew up on social media. Well, the second that Priscilla got a record deal, she started pitching for Hastings and Co. to get stuff. And now Hastings and Co., I'll tell you when we get done with this, Hastings and Co. just cut a song for somebody. That they're bringing them along. Now, that's how it's supposed to be. Like, you're supposed to pay it forward. If you get something.
It just takes time.
Yeah.
And the real one's got a plan, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited to when I finally, like, make it, dude. Like, because I know I will. That's not, I mean,
you just
I
got just, to believe in
I
yourself.
I work very hard, and there are a lot of people out there like me, and I'm excited. I'm excited to put out music that they want to hear because I want to hear it, too. And it's like.
Well, I know being around you two guys. That you're real country, and that's why your shit shines through.
Yeah,
there's a lot of fake ass country, and not just Nashville, but in country music. Period. Yeah. You guys are real country, and you're gonna shine through. All the fake is gonna fade away and go the fuck on. But people that are real deal, you can sit there, Cody or you, just spend a day living the life that you live, And that literally translates over to millions of fucking people in country radio, yeah, because it's the same fucking life. The reason
you think about the real deal, and people who like one thing that I like to like talk about is I hear a lot of trash talking about like the Luke Bryans of the sport, if you will.
Yeah.
But the man has lasted 20 years. He's a 20-year veteran who runs around and still to this day puts on the – you watch him, like, really, really show out on a – like, when he does these little tours out and stuff. Like, Luke Bryan is a man.
I had to have it explained to me. I literally – because I used to bash his shit, Kane Brown, other folks' shit. I really did. But I had to have it explained to me. You only have so much creativity in you, and you have to start relying on other people. And also, it ain't just relying on other people to help you stay atop, but I ain't never had a check put in front of me that made me want to sell the fuck out. And I'm not selling the fuck out, but change my ways. Luke Bryan, if you go listen to his first two albums, is country through and through. He makes his fucking payday, and of course you want to stay there. And his stuff isn't bad. It might not be the stuff that I grew up with like the old tackle box and back of the bus and all that.
We rode in trucks.
We rode in trucks and shit like we. It might not be, but it's still not that bad. You can hear one of his songs, one or two back in the day songs on each one of his albums, but the rest of them he's doing because he's got to do. I shouldn't knock people like that. Like Lee Tucker told me the other day, he was like, if I get a Kane Brown cut, you better fucking support Kane Brown. And I was like, all right, I get it. I fucking get it now. Because if even Lee's bitch ass, because he's fucking worse than I am, if he's like, I will sell Kane Brown a goddamn song right now, guess what? I'm going to fucking support that song if it comes out by Kane Brown. But anyway, who's up next?
Who we play it?
Did you just play one? Who, no, you just did.
I just did.
I got a buzz.
Shit, me too.
Yeah.
Good. Y'all do one more piece, and then we'll call it, because we're at an hour and a half now, and that'll be good.
You get some editing.
I'm not editing.
At all? We're just pushing it out?
That's why my shit's good. This is real rough nasty.
Fuck me. Hold on. Well, one that we all know.
I bet she didn't think twice about him.
Are you doing a sing-along? If you're doing a sing-along, Peyton, get up here.
Hell no, I was kidding.
Okay, fuck that.
I was like, hell yeah.
I was just saying. I mean,
let's be real. People's ain't got enough speakers for everybody in this room to fucking. We're blowing some shit. A lot of off pitch shit in this room right now.
I'll do it.
Do it.
Oh, don't. You ain't got to do it. I mean, if we want to. We
you can do another original. I don't care what you do. Just end it. Just end on however you want to end. Like I said, this is to give a reason for people to go look you up.
All right, well.
I don't give a fuck what you do.
Hell.
Don't think about it too much. Look like you might hurt yourself.
Yeah, I just got indigestion.
That's what you got?
Y'all got heartburn?
Oh, shit. We got some Tums in this.
Right bitch. Around my dick and balls.
That is not heartburn. That's either rug burn or it's herpes.
Oh, that's the herpes.
I've been known to have both.
It might be the standing ovation.
I wish you guys were here to watch the way that he moved his head to the right. When he
I'm telling you, I've had chlamydia so many times, it's ridiculous. They should have never told me it was one shot and two antibiotics, you'd be all right. Yeah. I started sticking my dick in everything.
you're about to be knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. You get quite around with that.
Nasty.
I'm not getting AIDS. Never mind.
A Magic Johnson, here we go.
I'm not getting sued. Magic Johnson know he got AIDS.
I'm just here so I don't get sued. Or so I don't get fined.
If I die today.
What song?
If I die today.
Okay.
You want me to give the backstory?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
The backstory is me tuning this guitar for a fucking tournament.
You take your time, Punkin.
That's good enough for me. It sounds crisp. Sound all right?
Yeah, I got a buzz. It sounds real fucking good.
So I wrote this with Garrett Biggs and Ethan Willis, and we Garrett came up with the idea. Me and Garrett write a lot, and he came in with the "If I Die Today" title, and I kind of wrote. I remember like getting we were damn near to the end of the chorus, and Ethan looked at me and said, "Are you gonna write this whole thing?" I said, "Sure." I mean, I didn't, but. I would if they had let me. I've seen a lot of death and like the song a lot. So.
And if I die today, I wonder what they say about my life. Would they say I lived it wrong, or would they say I lived it right? If I die today, would anybody notice I was gone? Would anyone stop by to lay a flower on my stone? If I die today, tell all my buddies that they've got cold beer up here, and tell my daddy his old man looks the best he has in years, and all dogs go to heaven, and blue skies don't turn gray. If you see that girl, won't you tell her I'm okay? If I die today, you decide to sell my Ford for a little cash. Make sure to grab the pictures of me and her from off the dash. Make my memory last. And tell all my buddies that they've got cold beer up here. And tell my daddy his old man looks the best. And all dogs go to heaven, and blue skies don't turn gray. If you see that girl, won't you tell her I'm okay? If I die today, whoa, whoa, leave a spot for her next to me. Whoa. Got the coldest beer up here. And tell my daddy his old man looks the best he has in years. And all dogs go to heaven, and blue skies don't turn gray. But if you see that girl, won't you tell her I'm okay? If you see that girl, won't you tell her that I'm okay? If I die today.
I fucking hate you. You played that at Crazy Bull, didn't you?
I wish I was less drunk than I was now.
Didn't you play that at Crazy Bull?
I did not.
Okay. I remember, and I didn't mean to freak you out at Crazy Bull or whatever. I was fucking hammered. I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail on it, but
it wasn't weird.
He made it sound really weird. I feel like I still made it sound really weird.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When he was playing at Crazy Bowl, I just felt the need to go up and tell him that somebody was proud of him. I still feel like somebody's proud of you.
I appreciate that, dude.
That's got where that song comes from, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we're not going to go into it, but
appreciate that, dude.
Man. I know somebody's proud of you.
Hey, that was
heavy. Conversation for a different podcast.
We're not doing it on the podcast because I'm telling you, I'm a fucking crybaby. We ain't doing it. I'm just telling you.
We'll sit here one night together. We'll get drunk.
Peyton's about here fucking crying right now. But I'm telling you, that's what happened at Crazy Bull that night, because I'm not as fucked up as I was that night.
Did I play that? I don't know. I had the set list.
There was something that you played there that night.
I didn't play that song.
That made me want to go up and say that to you. Because I'm of like
it was probably Big Booty Hoes, Bump With It.
That could have also been it.
That was the one.
But whatever it was, I know somebody's proud of you. Appreciate I'm damn proud of you, big guy.
Thanks, bud.
Hey, dude, that song was heavy, man. That shit hit right in Fieldville. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I wish I could sing it. I wish I had done it 3 songs ago.
No, you did a great job.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Don't worry, we're going to get fucked, though. You can play again. This is not on the show tonight. This is not on the show tonight. Come on. All right, Aaron, end us out with something big. But hey, before Aaron, because I'm not even going to tell y'all, I'm just going to come back and say goodbye when he's done with the last lick. Brad, Chuck, Cody, Aaron, thank y'all for coming. Everybody in the background of the show, when he gets done playing this one, we're going to drink, talk shit, have a good time. So I'm letting you send it out here, big guy.
All right, this is one of our new songs. This song was just written like a week ago. Personal experience song again. This song's called Just Me. Here we go. That's it. I know he hurt you. I know he lied. You come here looking for escape from your life. You cry on my shoulder, lay in my arms. You know you're safe here, and I don't mean no harm. I don't ask, I don't wanna know what goes on over there in the place you call home. Tell me, has he seen you in a brave shirt dancing to Leonard Skinner? Does he ever catch the tears from your eyes? I wouldn't be surprised if he made you a little atom while you shouldn't breathe. Does he see the part of you? 'Cause I clearly see, yeah. Well, tell me, is it him or just me? See, you took his picture off your lock screen. Kinda wonder if you changed it 'cause of me. You're sliding in a little closer. You tell me turn a movie on. Yeah, you wanna cuddle till it's over. Tell me, has he seen you in a brave shirt dancing to Leonard Skinner? Does he ever catch the tears from your eyes? I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't made you laugh so hard you couldn't breathe. Does he see the thought of you? 'Cause I clearly see. Well, tell me, is it him or just me? Yeah. Yeah. I know he hurt you. I know he lied. Tell me, girl, tell me what's going on. Tell me, has he seen you in a brave shirt dancing to Leonard Skinner? Does he ever catch the tears from your eyes?
That a boy. Thank every one of y'all. Now you can say it. He said, let's go again.
Let's go.
That a boy. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks to Aaron and Cody and Chuck and B-Rad.
B-balling. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
God damn it.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
All right.
No, it's okay. Anyway, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. Make sure you check these boys out on social media. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Don't just download one song. Download them all, like all their videos. Thank each and every one of y'all for making Politics, Religion, and Whiskey a success. That is what I am thankful for this year. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. We will see y'all next time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line
prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.